Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast, the best podcast in the history of the world. This is because it is a high IQ podcast. Head to theawakener.ca. There you can go through all of my brain and figure out exactly what is going on and put all the pieces together. Think about this as a giant puzzle. Imagine that I have all these pieces on a dartboard or whatever the case may be, a wall over here, and your job is to scramble them all together. No, that's my job. That's the purpose of this podcast. I take all the pieces, all the events that are happening, and I put them together for you to understand what is happening. That is, two imperialistic forces are at war with each other, a hidden war for control of the planet, who controls all the resources, all the materials, all the people, and what kind of ideology and belief structure we're going to have on this planet. So welcome. We got so much to talk about today. So much has happened in regards to Trump in the past couple of weeks. And again, I took a little short break to kind of gather my thoughts, but here we are. You, ladies and gentlemen, are at the point of revolution. What does that mean? Well, the communists were supposed to, by now, have some catastrophic thing happen to the Western world, specifically an EMP attack, where they were going to have their revolution. They were going to seize control. After they seize control, there's a period of normalization where they put their socialist paradise. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful, this paradise, that only 50% of people want to be part of it. And here we are today, ladies and gentlemen. This revolution was supposed to happen a long time ago. Now, if you understand this revolution is basically an EMP, or they're going to kill the electrical grid for a period of time. And this is why this show is entitled 10 Days of Darkness. And we're going to go into some deep theories and deep things that we're going to talk about, as this entire podcast is based on the fact, my belief, that Donald Trump is a military coup organized on the United States of America. That is, the U.S. military and DIA, which supersedes CIA, all that intelligence, put Donald Trump into the White House, specifically because Barack Obama was the coup d'etat, the Soviet plant by the globalists, the communist conspiracy that is orchestrating this one world totalitarianism that they're trying to put together. I know you're lost probably, but that's okay. Go to theawakener.ca and everything will make sense to you. So the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to discuss is obviously Trump and the falsehood that he is not in control of everything that is happening. And this specifically goes back to my belief system that Comey and his post 8647 is just, look what's happening. Everyone wants to investigate Comey. Comey wants to take out Trump. This is a call for an assassination. Why is this all happening? It's the belief to the enemy ahead of this war that Donald Trump is not in control of his own government. It's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. The DC Civil War was won years ago. And everything that has happened since, obviously, Hillary and Comey and all those things happened with the Russia investigation is a falsehood from there on in. Why is that? Well, because you can't just tell people the truth, unfortunately, at the start. Number one, people are not going to absorb it. Number two, Russia and China are looking to do a power structure changing war with Iran. And what are you going to do? Tell them your plan? You're going to tell them what's going on? No, of course not. This is why things had to happen this way. Why has there not been indictments? Why have people not learned about Jeffrey Epstein? Was he Mossad? Well, Robert Maxwell was Mossad, but was he a Mossad agent? Was he working for KGB? All these things are all interconnected. So let's go back in time. We're going to go back to the Russia investigation. So remember who hatched the Russian investigation? How did it all happen? Well, Michael Flynn made a phone call to the Russian ambassador in late December, and this was a huge ordeal. Why on earth is Michael Flynn making this phone call to the Russian ambassador? Well, wait a second. Let's go back in time, okay? Admiral Mike Rogers visited Trump Tower back, I think, a month and a half before this conversation happened. He visited Donald Trump, and what happened that day that he walked in there? The next day, President Trump moved all his campaign headquarters to New Jersey across the river. Why is that? Well, likely he went in there and said, hey, listen, I'm head of the NSA. I know for a fact that Obama, Biden, everybody are wiretapping you with this program called Operation Crossfire Hurricane, and you got to get out of there. So Trump moved his campaign headquarters. But if you look in this history about what has happened, Trump tweeted out in March the following year, just a few months later, "Oh my goodness, I just found out that Obama wiretapped my phones." Trump knew months before then that Obama and crew were all listening on their phone. So when this event happened with Michael Flynn making this planned phone call when he knew he was being wiretapped, what happened? Well, the Russian investigation was set up because James Comey went to meet President Trump, wrote up all these memos, and then hatched them all to the press using his friend that he had given classified information to. And what happened out of that? Well, the Russian investigation was started. And as you know, everyone went to Robert Mueller's investigation, who was bad in the FBI, Peter Strzok, Page, McCabe, and everyone tried to modify Flynn's 302s, all these forms, right? And what happened? They were all fired. Everyone bad in FBI was gonzo. This illusion that is happening with Comey and the Post is the illusion that Trump's control over the government, the good guys being in control, is an illusion, that it doesn't exist when in fact it does exist. So everything happening to Trump, remember I told you, is an optical illusion. It's not actually what is happening. It is what is going to happen to Obama. Number one, the wiretapping. He was monitored. We all are going to find out that Biden and Obama all had their phones wiretapped. The second thing we're going to find out, Trump is a Russian asset. Well, Obama is going to be investigated as being the real Russian asset. Step three, Joe Biden had to be impeached, or I guess not. I guess it was Trump was impeached for his crimes. Why is that? Because everyone's going to find out that Joe Biden was a corrupt asshole, right? The last thing, January 6th, the FBI faked January 6th. Why? Because when Obama is outed as being the Soviet plant, well, there's going to be a war for control of government because the whole plan has failed, and here we go. But that doesn't end there, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to circle back to the beginning of this podcast. 10 days of darkness. Is the U.S. going to fake an EMP attack on their own nation? Is there going to be a fake electrical grid decimation that is supposed to last for, like Russia and China are expecting this to last for about a year, ushering complete mass chaos and devastation, and the Western world is going to collapse, and it's going to leave the U.S. military to have to tend to their own nation, and it's going to leave Israel exposed, Taiwan exposed, it's going to leave Europe exposed. Is this going to go down exactly how they want? Is the U.S. going to fake their own EMP attack on their own nation? And are the lights going to come on in 10 days as a giant surprise? Well, these are things, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to have to tune into later on in the show, because I can't divulge everything right now. But your best bet is to go to theawakener.ca, subscribe to the podcast, send me messages on Instagram, and then you will figure out exactly what my brain's thinking. That's all for now.